Let's begin to chaza the non-psachim sugyas, beginning with the sugya of Birkas HaTorah. This is Maramakamas number 3. So, Gemara and Brachas. The sugya begins with the Gemara and Brachas, Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara and Brachas, Daf Chaf Aleph, presents two types of Brachas Daraisa. Brachas Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. If you have in front of you, Maramakamos number 3. The Gemara presents two Brachas Daraisa. Generally, there are hundreds of brachas that they are almost all midrabanan. We usually assume that the bulk of the brachas that we have were niskanu, perhaps all of them, were niskanu al yedei the anshei kenesses hagedola, the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period, Ezra ubeis Dino. But the Gemara brachas daf chaf aleph presents two brachas which are based on sukkim, two brachas which are daraisa. One is a bracha acharona and the other is a bracha rishona. The bracha acharona, which is daraisa, is Birkas HaMazon, v'chalta v'savata v'erachta. The Gemara says that's the source for Birkas HaMazon l'achareha min HaTorah. That's how you know that there's a din daraisa of saying Birkas HaMazon after eating. Then the Gemara goes on to say, minayin l'Birkas HaTorah l'faneha min HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah, that's a bracha rishona. They say a bracha in advance of learning, and that's sourced. Birkas HaMazon is sourced in the pasuk in Ekev, v'chalta v'savata v'erachta. Birkas HaTorah is sourced later in Chumash Devarim, a pasuk in Ha'azinu. The very beginning of Shiras Ha'azinu, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu, Godel, Leilokeinu. I'm going to call out the name of the Ribbono Shlom, so let's give greatness. Give greatness to Ribbono Shlom. Give praise. You're going to call it, to be Kori B'Shem Hashem, that relates perhaps to the Ramban in last week's Parsha and 2 weeks ago, but the Vikra B'Shem Hashem. What does it mean that Avraham Avinu was Kori B'Shem Hashem? Unkla says it has to do with davening. The Ramban says that to be Kori El Hashem, but to be Kori B'Shem Hashem means to teach Torah, to teach about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ramban says that in Lech Lecha, Ramban says that in Yeira, and that aligns with this Gemara in Brachas. Ki Shem Hashem Akra, to call the name of Hashem is to learn Torah. And we learn Torah first, we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. And as we saw, the Ramban counts this as a mitzvah. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Makos tells us there are 613 mitzvahs, but does not tell us what they are. And there are a number of Gaonim and Rishonim who spent years of their lives trying to work out Minyan HaMitzvahs. Those Gaonim and Rishonim who were involved in this work were called the Monei HaMitzvahs. The Bahag is very among the Gaonim. The Bahag, the Baal Achaz Gadol, is one of the most famous. Among the Rishonim, probably the most famous counting of the Tarag Mitzvahs is that of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which later becomes a framework, as we've begun to see, the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. So the Ramban did not write Hasagas on the Mishnah Torah, but he did write Hasagas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban is running Hasagas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He has Hasagas on how the Rambam, what the Rambam's categories are, what his criteria are for counting mitzvahs, the Sharashim, and he has a running critique as the Rambam lists the 248 mitzvahs asay and the 365 mitzvahs los asay. He shouldn't have counted this, he shouldn't have counted that. And by the time the Ramban is done, so he's short a number of mitzvahs. He's deleted a number, so it no longer comes to 613. Part of the dynamic of Minyan HaMitzvahs is you always have to, you take away some, you got to add others, because you know what the final number is. It is, in that sense, a zero-sum enterprise. So the Ramban, at the end, he says, well, there are a slew of mitzvahs. Up until now, Ramban says, I've told you about all the mitzvahs the Rambam did count that he should not have. Now, at the end of the Sefer Mitzvah, Ramban says, let me tell you about the mitzvahs the Rambam did not count that he should have. And that's my Malcolm number 2. The mitzvahs are sheshocha chara. That's the Ramban's polite euphemism. The mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot. Rambam chose not to count, but the Ramban thinks that was wrong. Ramban thinks the Rambam made a mistake. So there's a whole slew of mitzvahs that say, mitzvahs los to say that the Rambam did not count, but the Ramban thinks he should have. And mitzvah number 15 is the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah. Mitzvah tezvav, mitzvah say tezvav sheshachar harav, Ramban says, nitzdavin l'hodos l'shmo. We were commanded to praise Ribbono Shel Olam. In advance of learning, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the gift of Talmud Torah. The gift of Talmud Torah, that's an incredible gift in Olam Hazeh, and it gives us the guidance to live in Olam Hazeh in a way that enables us to craft our own Hava. What an incredible gift. Avraham Avinu didn't get that gift. Avraham Avinu gets put into this world by Baruch Shalom. He has to figure out what to do and then do it. So we still have to do it, and that itself is a great Nisayon. But at least HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the gift of letting us know what it is that we need to be doing. Giving us the guidelines, giving us the goalposts. And that's the Limud HaTorah. Rabban says, it's a mitzvah. And he references subtly the Gemara in Brachas Dav Chafal, because at the end he says, Kasher nitzavinu b'bracha achar kol achila, kein nitzavinu b'zu. Just as we are commanded in HaTorah to say bracha after eating Berkas HaMazon D'Oraisa, so too we are commanded on Berkas HaTorah. Obvious reference to Gemara and Brachas. Look, it's a din D'Oraisa based on Pasuk and Chumash. It fits the rules. It ought to be one of the Tarag mitzvahs. The Ramban cannot understand why the Ramban did not count it. That's sort of the opening kasha. Taka, how come the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah? The Rambam does mention Birkas HaTorah, the din of Birkas HaTorah. He mentioned in Hilchos Tefillah amongst the Birkas HaShachar. But you would have expected that in Hilchos Talmud Torah, probably, or maybe in Hilchos Brachas, there would be a mitzvah say of Birkas HaTorah, and then let's talk about Birkas HaTorah. Strangely, Rambam does not have it as a mitzvah say. So that's problem number one. In order to solve this, so based on the approach of Rav Zsolti in Mishnas Yavetz, so we need to look at the nature of Birkas HaTorah. There are a number of internal questions in terms of the nature of Birkas HaTorah, which may give us insight into what would have led the Rambam to disagree with the Ramban and not count Birkas HaTorah as a mitzvah. So if the first kasha is how come Birkas HaTorah, according to Rambam, is not a mitzvah, what's wrong with the Sugya Daf Chafalf? So the second and third questions are a double machlokes, mechaber, and gra. A double machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the gra. Take a look, marmaka number three is marmakim gimel, marmakim dalet. Shulchan Aruch, there's a general machlokes, the background, before you take a look at what the Shulchan Aruch says about Birkas HaTorah and Sif Yudalet. The background, you need to appreciate what the Shulchan Aruch says about women in Birkas HaTorah. The background is as follows. There is a major machlokas, Tosfos and the Rambam, Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. So the Rambam follows Tosfos, and then Tam specifically, and the Mechaber follows the Rambam. And that is about saying brachos on mitzvahs that you volunteer. The Gemara tells us in many mesechtas, Shmuel's Memra, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulan Mevarech Alein Over L'Asiyasa. Seven word Memra, very, very significant din d'rabbanan, that there's a chiyuv to say brachos, birkas on mitzvahs, in advance of doing mitzvahs. Kol mitzvahs kum mevarach lein over l'asiyasa.
Don't those same people have machlokas on women making a bracha on mitzvahs as
mitzvah? That's exactly the machlokas. So the Gemara says, I'm going to do a mitzvah, I'm going to shake a lulav, I'm going to blow shofar, listen to shofar, I'm going to put on tzitzis, I'm going to be told little kelim, I'm going to put up a mezuzah, and so on, a mafresh truma samayisus, mafresh chal, so on and so forth. I'm going to do a mitzvah. I'm going, whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, a mitzvah d'rabbanan, the Gemara says in the second paragraph of Shabbos, even a mitzvah d'rabbanan, I have the right and the obligation to say a birkas hamitzvah in advance. That's a separate a mitzvah d'rabbanan of saying a birkas hamitzvah in advance of actually doing whatever mitzvah it is. But machlok, as we've shown him, is that's certainly true for a mitzvah that I'm obligated to do. And as the Rambam stresses at the beginning of Hilchus, the last parak of Hilchus Brachas, parak Yud Aleph, which is the parak the Rambam dedicates to Birkas HaMitzvahs, he says whether it's a mitzvah that applies automatically, every time Sukkot comes around, as a Jewish man, I become chayav to shake lulav, I become chayav to eat sukkah, or it's a mitzvah that only applies under certain circumstances, a contingent mitzvah, like mezuzah. I could opt to live in a tent, and then I'm not mochayav in mezuzah. But if I opt to live in a house, once I opt to live in a house, and then I'm chayav in mezuzah, I opt to hire an employee, now I'm chayav to pay him, so on and so forth. If I opt to live in a house, now I'm chayav mezuzah. So then, I have a chayav mezuzah. Under these circumstances, I have a chayav mezuzah, and now I have to put mezuzah, but I can and must say a birkas mitzvah in advance. But how about a mitzvah that I'm not obligated in at all? Not even a contingent mitzvah, where I chose to put myself into that circumstance. Let's say a woman who wants to shave gulav, a woman who wants to listen to shofar, a woman who wants to eat sukkah. So, ena mitzvah ve'osa, that she's not commanded. If she chooses to do that mitzvah, she will get tzar. It's a meaningful kiyum mitzvah. There's no obligation. So the question is, if she wants to volunteer gevaldik, does she say a bracha? So Rabbi Yonatan says, look, she wasn't mechuyev to do the mitzvah, but if she chooses to do the mitzvah, she can and must say a bracha nedet. And the Rambam says, no. Rambam says, if she wants to volunteer the mitzvah gevaldik, but there's no birkas ha-mitzvah may be recited, presumably the machlokas, again, they phrase the machlokas as a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, women by mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It sounds like it's really a more general machlokas about when I'm volunteering to do a mitzvah. I cannot say, the way Rosh Hashanah always says, presents it, is the Rambam says, you can't say vitzivanu. Asher kidishon v'sosav vitzivanu. The nusach of a birkas ha-mitzvah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do this. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Shabbos even wonders, how could you say it a birkas ha-mitzvah on a mitzvah drabanan? Hey chan tzivanu, where did God command us? And the Gemara explains that the din drabanan also flow from a pasuk in Chumash.
But a woman saying vitzivanu would say...
Good. So Rabbi Yonatan would say, no, it means she had, women and men have the equal amount of Kedushas Yisrael. Our Shefti actually just a week or two ago was saying, discussing this in a chabur to the kol in the afternoon. Beitam would say, kiddushan b'mitzvosa, women and men have equal amounts of kedushas Yisrael, and therefore in principle they're both obligated. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave women a patur from these specific mitzvahs. Tzivano ufetaranu. That's the Rabbi Yonatan's approach. And Rambam says no. But tzivano means a tzivui. She's not mitzvah. Again, mitzvahs are good deeds, but the word mitzvah doesn't mean a good deed. The word mitzvah means a commandment, something you're obligated to do. So Rambam says this is not an obligation for her. It's an obligation for men, but not for women. And therefore, according to the Rambam, they cannot make a bracha. We'll take another question in a moment. So be that as it may, and that you saw in the Maamar Kohen, I give you as an example, in Hilchos Shofar, so in Tav Kuf Peites, Machlokas Mechaber Amah, they're arguing over this Machlokas, they're Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Rambam, the Ramah quotes Rabbi Yonatan of Tosus. A woman is going to listen to shofar, should she or should she not make a bracha? And that halacha l'maisa. Sephardic women will choose to shake lulav and sit in sukkah, but not make a bracha. And Ashkenazi women, if they choose to shake lulav and sit in sukkah, and they go to hear shofar, it's an ancient minig that women seek to obligate themselves in shofar, so Sephardic women would listen without a... If the only people who are listening to this tkiyah shofar are women, then there's no bracha said in the Sephardic kehillah, and in Ashkenazi kehillah, they have a... It's kiyas after davening, so one of the women says a bracha.
Isn't there an opinion somewhere, like it matters if there's a maisa and
a mitzvah? So, you're raising a different question, which is which mitzvahs call for brachas at all. It's also an interesting question, but not our focus right now. Here we're saying, assuming this is a mitzvah that does call for bracha, like shofar, like lulav, does a bracha even apply to women who are volunteering but not obligated? So that's the Machlokes Mechaber Amah. Okay, that's a Machlokes Tosfos Rama, Machlokes Mechaber Amah, Gevaldik. The question becomes the following. Now you come back to Siman Mem Zayin in Aruch Chaim, which is the Siman about Birkas HaTorah, a very surprising psak. The Mechaber says, Nashim Avarachas Birkas HaTorah. A woman is not obligated in daily Talmud Torah. Women and men are equally obligated in that aspect of Talmud Torah, which is a hechsher for all of the mitzvahs. Both men and women have to keep halacha, and therefore both men and women need to know what to do. Halacha, hashkafa, the vast majority of halacha applies equally to men and women, and a very tiny percentage of the Chafetz Chaim counts, put together a Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKatzar, an abridged Sefer HaMitzvahs, he just gives you those mitzvahs which are Nogeh B'Zman HaZeh, in Chafetz. So out of the 248 mitzvahs HaSeh, he has a list of 91, which apply B'Zman HaZeh and Chuslarts. No Karbanos and no Trumas and Meisers. Out of those 91, I think I was counted, I believe there's 7 of them are obligatory for men only, but not women.
How many are the opposite?
So the vast majority of them, in other words, 91 minus 7, higher mathematics is? 84. Right? 84 of 91 mitzvahs apply equally to men and women. Right? And 7, I believe it's 7, apply are obligatory for men, but not obligatory for women. So again, the vast majority of halacha applies to both men and women, and therefore, it's a Talmud Torah as a Hechsher mitzvah, applies to both men and women. But Talmud Torah, the Hechsher Mitzvah, it doesn't create a daily chiyuv to learn at any given time. It means you have to make sure you know what to do. But beyond, that's not the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah, presumably, as Basilevi points out, is on that Birkas HaTorah as a mitzvah per se. Talmud Torah is not only a Hechsher to all the mitzvahs. Talmud Torah itself is a mitzvah. Gitzvah Yom V'Layla, there's a mitzvah of learning. So that obligation for regular Talmud Torah. So that's obligatory for men, and that's voluntary for women. So if a woman volunteers to sit and learn, gewaldik, but she's the enemy of the osa. So the Mechaber says they say Birkas HaTorah. And that's strange. And the Gran others point out that the Shulchan Aruch's source in Rishonim, one of the late Ashkenazi Rishonim, the Sefer HaAgur. Sefer HaAgur is one of the sort of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch style Svarim of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. So the Sefer HaAgur has this din that women should say Birkas HaTorah. So that works well because Sefer HaAgur is Ashkenazi. So he's found the position of Rabbeinu Tam, and that's later quoted by the Rama, that if a woman volunteers a mitzvah, she should say bracha. That's beautiful. But the question is, but why is the Mechaber quoted? The Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shofar, he says women do not make a bracha in Shofar. So how come? And this is question number two. Question number one was, what's the story with how come the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah? Question number two is, how come the Shulchan Aruch mandates Birkas HaTorah for women, despite the fact that women are not chayavos? And the Shulchan Aruch holds that if you're not chayav in a mitzvah, you do not say Birkas HaTorah. Question number three is another difficult position of the Shulchan Aruch. Earlier in that same siman, Siman Mem Zayin is a siman about Hilchos Birkas HaTorah. So moving back from Sif Yudalid of Siman Mem Zayin, which was about women in Birkas HaTorah, moving back to the very beginning of that Sif, Shulchan Aruch opens by talking about what sorts of Talmud Torah require a bracha. And specifically, how about from just thinking and learning? I'm not talking. I'm not giving expression to it. I'm just thinking. Or the Rama says, let's say I'm listening to a shir. Listening to a shir. When I'm listening, I'm listening to Wayu Torah. I'm listening to Torah online, whatever it is. Listen, I'm sorry. It's double speed, single speed, as the case may be. Or you have a magi shir who speaks really quickly. You have to listen at half speed, whatever the case may be. Or for that matter, I'm going to, how about that, a live shir. I'm going to live shir, but I'm not one of those guys who speaks up. If I'm one of those guys who I go and listen to the shir, I'm listening and paying attention, but I don't speak. And I'm going to go to a shir before shachris. So do I have to make sure to say Birkas HaTorah in advance of listening to a shir? Or Rama even talks about a case where someone asks me a shayla before I'm walking into shachris, I haven't yet said Birkas HaTorah, someone asks me a shayla. So if I'm going to explain why the din is what it is, and then I'm talking and learning, but I'm going to think about what the din ought to be. I'll analyze the sikhi in my head. I'm just going to say yes, no, asr mutter. Rama says that too is an example of maharher b'divrei Torah. The analysis, the ideas are only in my head. And Shulchan Aruch and Mechaber both hold that there's no need for Birkas HaTorah. From mahar b'divrei Torah. Fritz the Gra, once again, the Gra jumps in this Mechaber also. He says, earlier, by the question of women, the Mechaber seems to have been too expansive, too much Birkas HaTorah. Here, he seems too limiting. How come, he says, there's no Birkas HaTorah on Hirur? What do you mean? So the Be'agor says, yeah, I know that the sugya in brachas about Hirur, Kedibur, Hirulav, Kedibur, Dami. What the thinking counts like speaking. So that's, but the Be'agor says, that's relevant only when the din that depends on speaking. Is the din that I have to recite Kriyashma to be clear, how about if I think through the words of Kriyashma? There's a din that I have to recite Birkas HaMazon, how about if I think through the words of Birkas HaMazon? So that's, the Be'agor says, that's, it, those sorts of contexts where the Gemara discusses here Kedibur, here Lav Kedibur. Does thinking qualify as speech or not? So good. Shulchan wants to say we pass here Lav Kedibur Dami Gevaldik. So that means I cannot think through Kriyashma. It will not count as though I said Kriyashma. Thinking through the words of Birkas HaMazon will not count as though I said the words of Birkas HaMazon. Fine. But the Gemara says, but that's irrelevant to this context because who says? Who says that the Birkas HaTorah is driven by speaking words of Torah? The Gemara says, after all, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah doesn't have to do with speech. It's true the Gemara recommends, we recommend that you speak out your ideas when you learn rather than just learn your mind. That improves the quality of your learning. Maybe it'll improve the clarity of your thinking and the clarity of your svaras. That may improve the quality of your retention. You're more likely to remember it. But Lamaise, as he points out, the pasuk says vagisa yom v'layla. The Gemara says, what do you think? Vagisa yom v'layla means to think. Heg yon libi. Lahagos doesn't necessarily mean to speak. Lahagos means to think. The Vagisa yom v'layla means you think about Torah both during the day and the night. The Gemara says, what do you mean? So right now, you're all sitting and listening to me. And almost all of you are being very quiet. So the Gemara says, you mean you're all being mevatel Torah. Really? You're not. None of you is being mekayim mitzvah talmud Torah because you're not speaking. How you talking? You're all being. If what I'm saying makes sense, hopefully. So then, and you're talking, thinking about it. So then the Gemara says, of course, you're being mekayim mitzvah talmud Torah. You're being whole given Torah. You're thinking and learning. Let's say I'm sitting in front of a Gemara. So well, if I don't say the words out loud, it's bittul Torah. Of course not, says the Gemara. Again, there's value to speaking the words, but of course the mitzvah is. The chilaka mitzvah here, the Gra says. So they're going to double machokas, machaber, and Gra. Issue number one, should Sephardi women say Birkas HaTorah before they volunteer to learn? And number two, do I have to say Birkas HaTorah in advance of thinking and learning? In both cases, the Gra is very upset with the Rambam, with the Shulchan Aruch. How come the Shulchan Aruch is mechayev when Sephardic women to say Birkas HaTorah, but it's a mitzvah that they're volunteering. And on the other hand, how come the Shulchan Aruch does not mandate Birkas HaTorah, men or women, if you're thinking and learning, but there is a mitzvah. But there is a mitzvah.
Really?
Yeah.
On the Maariv Kabbalah, you write like podcast,
Shiloh. Uh-huh.
I feel like my podcast is a little different because like you brought the example, like, or I think maybe the Shulchan Aruch thinks, like, you walk into shul before shachar and someone asks you a Shiloh. So you contemplate the Shiloh.
When I said the podcast Shiloh, I mean, this is, if you're listening to a podcast and cheer, you have a Shiloh, do you need to...
I know, but I feel like a podcast is different because you're going out of your way.
Okay, but I'm still just thinking. I'm not expressing. You had a question.
Yeah, so, I don't know where, but I'm pretty sure there's an...
Yeah,
I'm going to go
ahead
and the person that takes something, the woman that takes something,
So Oriel is asking. Let me transform this in the following way. Oriel's make the following point: the position of the Sfaradim of the Rambam and Mechaber is so strong that you don't say a bracha if on a mitzvah that you're not commanded. You do not say a bracha before doing a mitzvah which is voluntary, even in a case where it's already minig Yisrael to do it. So, for instance, shofar, which is the source we looked at. So that it already goes back to the days of the Gona, for over 1,000 years, it's very krashav yuhol ayacholas, the hag has a nusach. But by shofar, the women have made it as though there is a chiv. Lulav, sukkah, women choose they want to eat in the sukkah or not. But shofar, women make sure to hear shofar, because that's minig Yisrael, to treat it as though it's a chiv. Not chiv deraisa, not chiv derabanan, but a chiv mitam minig as it were. And still, and despite that, Sephardic women would not say bracha, because that kvash of yul achev doesn't rise to the level that would be mechayev in a bracha. That may have to do with that, not for right now. That happens to also be machlokes Rambam and Tosfos that are saying bracha some in Hagim. So it may be relevant as well. But either way, Sephardic women don't even on a mitzvah like shofar, where there is many gishrael, the women make sure to hear shofar, they still don't say a bracha. I'm sorry?
What would be the problem with changing this
Yivandu
and
Yivandu
to something else?
No, so that's not this is the Nusach HaBracha. They may also reflect, are you saying, according to the Rambam, the women say the Bracha, take the word Vitzivanu. But that may reflect the essence of what the Bracha is all about. That the Bracha is about engaging in Chiyuv. That's sort of a larger question, not so much for now, but there is a beautiful Ramban, quoted by the Ritva and by Tosa Rosh, in Kiddushin, that part of what Birkas HaMitzvah are about is not only the specific content of the mitzvah, but the very fact that, they developed the idea that one aspect of mitzvah is the content of the mitzvah, the other aspect of the mitzvah is the surrender to Ribbono Shel Olam, the subordination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rahabban explains, why Gadol Mitzuv Yosa Mishen Mitzuv Yosa. So it may be that the Rambam understands that Birkas HaMitzvah relate to that, have to have that aspect. If I'm volunteering, it's beautiful, I get the content of the mitzvah. I'm not acting out of a sense of obligation. Acting out of a sense of obligation is a key aspect of halachic life in general. And it may be the Rambam holds that if that piece isn't there, so then the Chazal will never misake in a brach. Be that as it may, the maestro we have three kasha so far. Number one, the Rambam did not count Birkas HaTorah as a mitzvah. How come? Number two, the Machaber holds that the Sephardic women do say Birkas HaTorah, even though they're not Mechuyavos, the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Number three, the Machaber Amos say that if you think in learning, that does not require before davening. There's no need to say Birkas HaTorah in advance. How come? But there is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah. I'm sorry?
There's a mitzvah thinking
Torah? Yeah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah includes both thinking and speaking. Same mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. So the Brisker Rav, in the one piece of, in the Brisker Rav's Sefer on Rambam, Chiddush Amar and Reza Levi, not the stencils, not the sheer notes on Kachem Masechtos, but the big black Sefer that Brisker Rav himself wrote, that's organized Al Seder HaRambam. His father, Abchaim, his Sefer is organized Mamash Al Seder HaRambam. By Abchaim, each piece starts with a Rambam. And the Revelable Sefer, so it's official Al Seder HaRambam, even though some of the pieces don't actually start with the Rambam. But he uses the Rambam as an organizational scheme. Usually he starts with the Rambam. So there's one piece, the only piece in Hilchos Brachas, in Revelable Sefer, actually does start with the Rambam. He opens by talking about that Machlokas we mentioned in passing about Minhag. And near the end, he quotes his father. He quotes his father, Reb Chaim, who addressed this double machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra. And he said there's an underlying assumption that cuts through both kashas of the Gra, and once you recognize it, you realize that the Teretz of the Mechaber, he did not accept that assumption. The underlying assumption of both of the Gras is that Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah. If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, this should only apply for Sfardim if you're obligating the Mitzvah. And if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, so then as long as you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, even if you're just thinking and learning, well then you should have the Birkas HaMitzvah should apply. And Reb Chaim suggested that, but he says, Mechaber disagreed fundamentally. Mechaber didn't think it's a Bracha in the Mitzvah. He thought it's a bracha on the Cheftzu Shel Torah. It's a bracha on the Torah itself. And the question is, well, what does that mean? Bracha on the Cheftzu Shel Torah. What does that mean? So to explore that a little more. So L'chaora, number one, L'chaora, the way to begin to make sense of this, is the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchas Brachas, the opening of Hilchas Brachas, Parak Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam talks about three categories of brachas. There's Birkas HaNenen, the Birkas HaMitzvahs, and Birkas Shabbach v'Hodah. So the beginning of thinking about this, Reb Chaim, is that the Vilna Gaon sees this as the Birkas HaMitzvah. That's the category the Birkas HaTorah fits into. And in Eila, it should be follow the rules of Machlokas Rambam and Tosis about women by Birkas HaMitzvah. And if there's a mitzvah here, then there should be a Birkas HaMitzvah. The Rambam, the Mechaber apparently disagreed. The Mechaber apparently disagreed and held b'fashtus that it's a Birkas Shavach V'Hodah. It's a bracha on the experience of Talmud Torah. There's no chiyuv to see the Alps. There's no chiyuv to go see the Grand Canyon. There's no chiyuv to hear the thunder or see the lightning. But if you do, if you encounter the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his physical creation, so then I'm supposed to respond to that. I'm supposed to be a spiritually sensitive, Chazal expect me, and help shape me into a spiritually sensitive person by responding to those encounters with the majesty and grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You respond with a Birkas HaVodah, and so forth. So several Achronim suggest, again, the Rishalti has his Nasach and the Stipler has his Nasach, and that's what Shulchan Aruch is saying. And that's what Reb Chaim means. That the Shulchan Aruch says it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's a Birkas Shavach V'Hodah. Or the Stipler as his twist, maybe it's a Birkas HaNenen. It's a bracha on the encounter. Pashuk Pshat, bracha on the encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And we can explain why Chaim mentioned before, there's a big discussion in Rishonim, a lot of literature Rishonim, not every mitzvah has a Birkas HaMitzvah. We don't make a Birkas HaMitzvah on benching. We don't make a Birkas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema, according to the vast majority of Rishonim. Is there a Ben Yonah, B'Shem Gaonim, that maybe you should say a Sher Kriya Shema, so it's a Tzivon Likrus, is a Shema at times. But the Pashas, we don't do that. Right? We don't make a Birkas HaMitzvah on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't make a Birkas HaMitzvah on giving tzedakah. We don't make a Birkas HaMitzvah on Kibud Av V'Em. A parent asks me, my father and mother asks me to make them a coffee. So I'm going to spend a few minutes making them a latte. So not a well-defined Kibud Av V'Em. So why don't I say a bracha? No. So we show them a long discussion, not for now, beautiful, for Yosef ibn Palat and the Meiri ibn Amanoch and so forth. A lot of discussion about that. But not every mitzvah calls for a bracha. So the Mechaber would say, Talmud Torah is one of those mitzvahs that does not call for a Birkas HaMitzvah. Ah, you're saying a Birkas HaTorah? Yeah. That's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. That's a bracha on the experience. That's a bracha on the encounter. What the experience? Just like I can encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can so to speak come face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the majesty of His physical creation, I can also come face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the majesty of His spiritual creation, specifically the Torah that He gave us. There happen to be several mitzvahs like this. This is not the only case where you have this. It's not the only case where you have this. There's a discussion as well about the Birkas Eirusin, Machlokas, Rambam, and Rush. You say a bracha before the act of Kiddushin, usually a machab of the rabbi to be motzi the chasim. So that may be a way of thinking of it. You make a bracha before getting married. What type of bracha is that? So Rambam says, getting married is in and of itself a mitzvah, and the bracha is a Birkas HaMitzvah. And the Rosh in Ksubis, Paragraph Sim Zayin, says, he says, getting married is highly recommended, and it likely is a heksher for many other mitzvahs, and you should seek to get married, but getting married is not in and of itself a mitzvah. It will get you to all sorts of good and important places. But it's a heksher mitzvah in so many ways. But it's hopefully you make good choices. You're setting yourself up and moving forward your life spiritually, emotionally, in countless ways. But the Rosh says getting married is not, unlike the Rambam, not in of itself a mitzvah. And he says the Birkas Eirusin is therefore not Birkas HaMitzvah. No mitzvah happened yet. Good choice, good idea, not a mitzvah. So no, there's a Birkas HaMitzvah. You're encountering the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us the opportunity to mekadesh ourselves in this way. What a beautiful, profound gift. Birkas Shavach Vahoda. Oh, oh. So then, once you say the Mechaber says, it's not Birkas HaMitzvah, it's Birkas Shavach Vahoda, then everything begins to fall into place. That also explains a fascinating Gemara in Brachas 10 blot earlier, Daf Yud Aleph. It explains the Machlokas there, and this will come back, and then we'll wrap up with this. It takes us back to the opening kasha about the Rambam and the Ramban. Because the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud Aleph has a surprising four machlokas amaraim, which parts of Torah require Birkas HaMitzvah. Rav Huna said only Tanakh. And then Rav Loza said Tanakh and Medrash. Rav Yochanan said Tanakh, Medrash, and even Mishnah. And finally Rava says even Talmud, even Gemara. So what's going on? So Rav Huna clearly holds there's only Birkas HaTorah and Tanakh. And then we've shown him explain the next two sheets also say, well, Tanakh includes also Medrash, Torah Shabbat arranged al Seder Tanakh. Or even Mishnah also we see as a study of Tanakh. Okay, we don't paskin like those first three. We paskin like Rava, Afl Talmud Tzarech Vav. So how do you understand that? So this is interesting.
Right.
So Rashi says Medrash is Karvel Mikra, but how about Talmud? So Ben Yonah says, it's the same thing. This is next. Even Talmud is also Mefarishi Kari Apsukim. While Rashi and the Rambam understand that Rava disagreed fundamentally. That Rava rejected the whole notion that Birkas Torah is about Tanakh or Tanakh plus. Tanakh is no. Birkas Torah is about Torah. Rashi says, Gemara is the Iker HaTorah Shemen HaRoyot. That's the highest level of learning. Now I'm ready to Paskin Shail. The Rambam says, this is straight. Whether Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat, either way you make a Birkas HaTorah. In other words, Rashi and Rambam understand that Rava, the final sheet of the Gemara, fundamentally disagrees on the three. It's not about Torah Shabbat. Well, Ben Yonah said, no, Rava is just the next step, fundamentally the same as the other three. Halacha l'maaseh, Ben Yonah says, you're really making Birkas HaTorah on Torah Shabbat, expanded. All the Torahs are studied Torah Shabbat. Well, Rashi and Rambam said, no, it's about Talmud Torah, doesn't matter Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat. What's that machlokes about? So Rav Zhulti, he makes it a little more complicated, but let's streamline what he says. again, ask like the Gruz Kasha. What do you mean? You think that it's Bittul Torah and Torah Shel Peh? No! But Ben Yonah would say that the reason why we might say it's really only Torah Shel Bechtsav is because in terms of the encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's direct Dvar Hashem. The strongest encounter with Baruch Hu is through Torah Shel Bechtsav. The Mitzvah Talmud Torah, Torah Shel Bechtsav and Torah Shel Peh equally. But in terms of the encounter with Baruch Hu, so if you take the approach that it's a mitzvah, say it's a birkas hashem v'odah, there's room to say dafka Torah shvichsav. You say it's a birkas mitzvah, and it'll be specifically Torah, then Torah shvichsav, Torah shvichsav equally included. I'll take questions in a moment. But this, now we can align the Rambam. Because the Rambam is clearly saying that Torah shvichsav, Torah shvichsav, it's all the same from a birkas Torah perspective. That means that it is a birkas mitzvah. And that's what Jolti suggests, that the Gemara, that the Rambam understood the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph and the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph are tzukrikt. In other words, to say, and this is where we go back, and the Rambam himself had pointed out that the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph, Kshei Shem Ekra, is aligning, is paralleling Birkas HaTorah with Birkas HaMazin. And he said in Stavinu Lahodo, so Birkas Hoda, Shel Hoda, Rambam didn't say anything about Birkas HaMitzvah. So Jolti suggests, yeah, the Rambam would say, the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph is assuming that it's a Birkas HaVodah. But 10 blot earlier, that's a machlokas. According to Rambam Rashi, that's a machlokas Amoran. We don't paskin that way. So the Mail the Rambam says, yeah, that's true. There are Amoran who say that Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaVodah that we learn from Hovu Godel Elokeinu. Yeah, but Rava didn't paskin that way. Rava paskin the Birkas HaMitzvah. Once the Birkas HaMitzvah, then we no longer accept that drasha. And it's only... it is only a din d'rabbanu. So now all the kashas on all four issues, the ish question of minyan hamitzvos and the question of women in Birkas HaTorah, and the specifically Sephardi women, and the question of Birkas HaTorah and Hirur, and the question of which parts of the Talmud Torah require Birkas HaMitzvah, all four issues seem to line up around the axis of is it a Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas HaVodah, and everyone is consistent, and that's how all these pieces fall into place.